an episode of Akin. A lot of brothers have heard this story before, but it's a very nice story. Akin wants to make a tour of his kingdom. Akin's got a huge kingdom. A huge kingdom. So huge, he has to ride to get to the end of it. So this king ordered for his dress to be brought to him. They brought him the first dress, the second dress, the third dress. No, 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 it's not good enough. It's not made out of gold or silver or pearls. I want the best. And at the end, they brought him a dress that there was no other. He had to accept it. He wore it. Bring me a horse. The first horse, the second horse, the third horse, the fourth, the fifth, the last horse he chose only because he had to choose. It wasn't good enough for him. In his shaitan, the accursed filled his mind with vanity. He mounted the horse in an ostentatious way, very sort of boastful way, manner. Started riding his horse, his infantry, his army, followed him, but out of pride and arrogance, did not even look at him. This man's thinking of himself that he's the only one that's walking on earth, no other. As he's traveling on his horse, his army's behind him, a distressed person rides past him dressed in rags. A peasant, poor person, looking person. He salutes the king. Salaam alayka ya malak. The king looks at him. Who are you to salute me? You, with rags, distressed looking, you're saluting me, the king? He raises his head and turns it away. The person again, Salaam alayka ya malik. The king turns away. The peasant, the poor, distressed looking person, grabs the bridle of the horse and pulls it towards him. Salaam alayka ya malik. He rebukes him, the malik, the king. He rebukes him and commands him to leave the reins of the horse. Whereby the peasant says, I have business with you. I have business with you. It's not a matter of worldly business. It's a heavenly business here. He's not going to ask him how much am I going to earn if I clean your farm. Which is a heavenly business. The king said, wait till I get off the horse. No, now I'm going to have business with you. There's no time for you to go off your horse and I'll go off my horse. It's time. Now my business is between me and you. He grabbed him close to him and said, I am the angel of death. I have come to commend your soul to the Almighty Lord. The king, mumbling, stammering, his face turned pale. Let me go home, let me go home. Settle my affairs, see my members of the family. No. He entered his hand into his body and extracted the soul at that very point. The king fell and died. Mashallah, boastful, arrogant king. Did he take anything with him? The same distressed person went past another man, a pious man. Salaam alayka ya fulan. Wa alayka salam wa rahmatullahu wa barakatuh. The man said to him, Tafaddal, have your way. He was on a horse traveling to his destination. He said, can I have a word with you? You sure may have words. Ahlan wa marhaban. He brought him close to him and said, I am the angel of death. Ahlan wa sahlan. Where have you been all my life? I've been waiting for you all my life. The angel of death said to him, do you want to continue your travel, your journey? He goes, no travel is as good as traveling to the Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is my travel. You have cured me from the suffering of this world. He goes, is there any way you would like to die? You would like to meet your Lord? He goes, are you able to do this? He goes, yes, I have been commanded to do this. He goes, allow me to perform wudu, ablution, initiate prayer, and when I am in prostration, take my soul. So he did. He performed wudu, prostrated to the Almighty Lord, and then the soul was extracted. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. If you look at these two examples, you know, which one would you like to be in? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Al-haakum al-takathur. The mutual rivalry of piling up of worldly things diverts you from the path of the Almighty Lord. Passions for piling up and more and more and more makes people heedless of the things that are more important. They make him heedless of the Almighty Lord, Allah Ta'ala, of the Akhirah, the hereafter, and the very reason for your creation, which is to worship Allah Ta'ala. They only concern themselves in raising their standards of living, acquiring money, no matter how they acquire it, whether it's halal, haram. They just want more wealth and more wealth and more wealth so they can increase their physical enjoyment and their comfort in the life of this world. But until when?